Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. As always, I'm going to begin by setting the table and talking a little bit about our topic for today, which is, in fact, the old catchphrase for my my company. So my company is called Genius Catalyst. My corporation is called Genius Catalyst. And that came from a realization that the essence of what I think actually all great coaching does is it brings forth something that is innate in the client. So in this case, I'm your coach, you're my client. It's just sort of it's the easiest way to hire me is just to listen to the show. But that essentially what I do as best I can is act as a catalyst to your genius. So in order for that to make sense, let me explore a little bit about what is a catalyst and what is a genius. So first off, to make some context for this, my mom is a PhD in organic chemistry from the University of Brussels, she also was a high school chemistry teacher at the high school that I went to, though I wasn't allowed to take class from her because apparently nepotism, even though she would have graded me 10 times harder than anybody else in the class, and I'm not bitter in any way. But she, so a catalyst is a substance, and this is from the dictionary, a substance that increases the rate of a chemical reaction without itself undergoing any permanent change. Or a person or thing that provokes or speeds significant change or action. In other words, a catalyst is something that provokes change in something else. And so a genius catalyst is something that provokes or speeds up the unleashing of genius. Well, what's genius? So most people think of genius as being a measure of intelligence. But genius defined is, there are three main definitions of genius beyond the IQ type definition that we normally associate it with. One is an attendant spirit of a person or place. And in that sense, genius is a little bit like a genie, a jinn. It comes from the same root. And so genius is that within us which kind of grants our wishes, which makes our dreams come true. It's also a strong leaning or inclination. So your genius is that which you are drawn to, that which you are inclined to, that which you are called to. And it's a particular distinctive or identifying character or spirit. In other words, there's a spirit of genius. There's a spirit of you, which runs through those things that you do, not well, but in a way, originally. And originally, my favorite definition of original is from the architect Gaudi, Antonin Gaudi, is it called the Sagrada Familia in Barcelona is his most famous cathedral design. But he said, originality consists of returning to the origin. So when we get in touch with our original genius, with original thought within us, that expresses through us. So what we're going to do in our time together on the show, what I try to do with you every week, is catalyze your genius, bring forth that which is already within you. And the interesting thing is that when you bring your genius to life, obviously you probably figured out there's sort of a double meaning to that phrase. It is waking it up so you find it in you and it sort of like starts to run through you. And then also, of course, bringing it to life, having it show up in your life. And this is sort of the basis of the name of my company and what I think we do, but it's also the name of a new program we've got coming up next year. So if you're interested in learning more about the Genius Catalyst program, it's an 8-month exploration of creativity, productivity, and what it takes to bring your genius to life. Go to michaelneal.org/Genius Catalyst program and you can read about it. But I'm going to tell you about it now. I'm going to tell you not about the program, but about what is your genius? Why is it that we don't already all live our genius in every area of your life? You know, I'll actually will read you this. This is from the information page for the program. What if genius wasn't the unique preserve of eccentric scientists, temperamental artists, or business savants? What if you had the same capacity for genius as Leonardo da Vinci, Marie Curie, Pablo Picasso, and Elon Musk? Better still, what if the same genius that guided people in the creation of successful businesses, scientific breakthroughs, and great works of art could help you to thrive in every area of your life, leading to loving relationships, happy families, healthy bodies, and true and lasting happiness and contentment? In other words, what if genius wasn't something that, well, Einstein was a genius, but I'm just me? What if the same thing that illuminated Einstein's brain, that, you know, it's so funny to me that they saved Einstein's brain and that they study it and they keep finding that there is nothing different about it, particularly to other people's brains. Nothing significant. And there's something behind the brain that when we learn to tap into it, when we learn to allow it to tap into us, allows so much more to come through us and out of us than if we kind of try to do it all with our intellect, try to do it all with our little mini database. Think of a laptop, right? So I will often ask on trainings, okay, I'm going to offer you two laptop computers, okay? The first is got an amazing hard drive. It's got like a multi-terabyte hard drive, so you can fit more data on it than you can imagine. Like, it has unlimited data storage on the laptop. The only downside to it is it can't go online. Now, the other laptop that I could give you has no data storage. It's like a netbook or a Chromebook. It doesn't have any data storage, but it has a built-in modem so that it is online 24/7 anywhere you go in the world. Which laptop do you think would be more useful? Now, pretty much everyone everywhere in the world I've asked that question says, well, we want the laptop that can go online anywhere. That's obviously the better laptop, the most amazing, useful laptop, because, you know, we can pretty much access anything we want online anyways, including data storage. But when it comes to our own brains, we seem to want to put all our investment into our brain itself, in other words, the storage capacity, the data processing capacity, and almost none into our connection to the infinite intelligence, the infinite web of fresh thought and possibility. Now, there's a lot of reasons for that. One is most of us don't really believe there is an infinite web of possibility and creative thought. But in the same way as if you took somebody from another time and you tried to explain the internet to them, well, hey, there's this web. Where's the web? No, it's not. Well, it's not really a web. Like, you can't see it. Okay, so what does it do? Well, pretty much every piece of information you could possibly want about anything from any great mind throughout history is there. Okay, so you want me to rely on an invisible web of information that I can't see and I don't know if anything's going to be there until I type it into... Yeah, I think not. Right? So in the same way, if we... Well, I know how my brain works. We go and we rely on our brains instead of opening up to the source of genius, that which is behind the brain, the mind, the deeper mind, the universal mind, the divine mind, the source of genius. When the divine mind and our brain work together, right? That's the nature of our genius. It comes through us, right? It's not the same. You won't suddenly start frizzing up your hair and talking with a German accent like Einstein, right? You won't, I'm looking for Marie Curie jokes, but, you know, they're pretty short on the ground. I should type it into this interweb thing and see if there are any good Marie Curie jokes out there. But regardless of who your genius heroes are, there's something kind of cool about realizing that same capacity is in you, and it will not only be available to you as a resource, it is not only available to you as a resource, it's also the source. It's also the thing that if you make yourself available to it, other people will start to experience you as a genius. Da Vinci is a great example of that. Somebody who just made themselves so available to this innate genius, this attendant spirit of a person or place, this strong leaning or inclination, this peculiar, distinctive, or identifying character or spirit, and literally allowed it to come to life through him in every area of his life. And this is, for me, one of the most significant things that I have come to see about genius. What if genius is innate and genius is infinite? And all you need to do to bring it to life is to get the stuff that's telling you that it doesn't work that way out of your head. You don't even have to get it out of your head. You just have to stop listening to it. You don't even have to stop listening to it. You just have to see it for what it is. Noise in head, right? There's a great Kafka quote. You do not need to leave your room. Remain sitting at your table and listen. Do not even listen. Simply wait. Be quiet, still, and solitary. The world will freely offer itself to you to be unmasked. It has no choice. It will roll in ecstasy at your feet.
Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk to you soon.